The Mass General Brigham System, the state's largest private employer, is out with a roadmap to eliminate racism for patients and employees within its 12-hospital network. The medical system's campaign, called United Against Racism, follows months of internal discussions, petition drives, letters, and internal protests sparked by the nationwide conversations about racism. We spoke via Zoom with Dr. Tom Sequist, Mass General Brigham's chief equity officer, about how the program will address those issues within its own system.
I would say it has its roots going back years in us studying equity in our health outcomes and studying diversity and inclusion across our employees and our actual healthcare institutions. The plan more recently came about as a result of a lot of learning that we and many other healthcare systems had during the COVID pandemic, as well as some of the events that brought racism as a public health crisis to the forefront over the summer.
As I understand it, the roadmap includes changes in leadership and culture, in patient care, and the hospital system's role in the community. For your workers, how are you going to assure that Black and Brown staff can report discrimination without worrying that doing so will hurt their careers?
That's such a really important point to make. We feel like one of the ways that we need to become an anti-racist organization is to promote an appropriate culture. We are actually going to invest in a new system-wide incident reporting platform that will allow all of our workers to report acts of racism, and are implementing, along with that, anti-racism and anti-harassment training, but also very specifically, an appropriate escalation and reconciliation process for these reports of racism.
Tom, for patients, you're asking every clinical department to identify a racial disparity, an area where white patients are healthier than minority patients, and then institute an improvement plan. Who's accountable for making sure that happens and works to close the health gaps identified?
The way that we will ensure that all of our clinical departments take on an equity improvement project is actually holding our senior and executive leadership accountable for the institution of these health equity improvement projects, and then monitoring them so that every department is actually showing through a process improvement process that they are able to evaluate the impact of their effort.
The plan does not include some of the more expensive demands made by hospital residents this spring, and when I say residents, I mean doctors, to pay all staff what's considered a living wage, for example, or increase the percentage of patients you care for who are on Medicaid. Why not?
Our plan actually does include an initiative that will help us understand what it would take to actually address wages and incomes and benefits across our organization. As it relates to the inclusion of Medicaid patients, or patients who have Medicaid insurance, we are actually looking at all of our contract policy strategies. I think that what we are doing is figuring out what is the best path forward to do that. It's a very complicated thing to change all of those. And what we need to understand is that we're doing it in the best way possible. But it is definitely on our radar to address.
As we know, this plan comes amid broad calls across the country to dismantle racism. Some might ask how much can hospitals do and how significant this is.
It is our responsibility, not just as a healthcare organization, but as the state's largest private employer, to really take this issue on. We have a really special place in this environment because our core mission is about improving the health of our patients and of the communities around us. We should be able to leverage that expertise. We really hope to be at the leading edge of this work, that we are not only taking action here, but that we are generating new knowledge that would help a lot of other health systems understand what the path forward is.
Big picture, what do you think this will change inside the Mass General Brigham's network? And how are you going to know it works? How are you going to measure this?
We want this to change, to be a major change in the culture of our organization, that we think about equity, that we think about anti-racism as the urgent public health crisis that they are. That means that it will be at the forefront in terms of our strategic initiatives. So how will we measure that we have achieved that goal? We actually, for every one of the items that are outlined in our strategic plan, we are setting individual metrics and holding our leadership, including our executive leadership, accountable to those metrics and goals.
Dr. Tom Sequist is Chief Equity Officer for the Mass General Brigham Hospital System.